Protein and energy breakfast.
I just can't live without you. I really want you ever near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you.
That's Eleanor by the Turtles, though. Play that one for Peanut Kenny, and for Ian Dale and Paul Rogers of Radio Eleanor, who broadcast every Monday and Tuesday between the hours of 6 o'clock in the evening and 12 o'clock. So if you're looking for something to tune into during the week, then try Radio Eleanor on 266 metres between the hours of 6 and 12 every Monday and Tuesday. Now you be 40, and one of my favourite records at the moment. It's at number 7. I want to see it number 1, but I'm sure that's very remote. It's called 1 in 10. And it's coming up just right now. Station J1000, station for the listener, on 271. That one, I'm afraid, because it's almost time for me to go. Final mention on the show goes out to Philip Nason of 12 Sandymount Drive, Wallasey, Merseyside. I'll tend to your letter in the hour between 7 and 8 if you're listening, Philip, and I'll play you some Barclay James Harvest then, okay? Got to go now, so thanks for listening to me, Stephen Bishop, on station J1000, broadcasting in the medium wave band. I've got to go, so please stay tuned for the next guy who's Robin Blind. Some great 2 hours of great rock music on the Robin Blind Show, so stay tuned to station J1000, broadcasting on 271 metres in the medium wave band, with the mailing address of 28 St Andrews Road, Claughton, Birkenhead, on Merseyside. Stand by for Robin Blind, coming up directly after this.
New Musical Express is the world's biggest selling music weekly, and now you can get a copy absolutely free. And see for yourself why it's a must for everyone who's interested in the pop world, in all that's new and swinging on the scene. To get your free copy of New Musical Express, all you have to do is send your name and address in capital letters, by postcard or letter, to New Musical Express.
What was that again?
Radio Caroline.
Yeah.
London.
I got it.
West 1.
Yeah. Right.
Don't delay, do it today for all the thrills in the exciting pop music world.
That is so simple even Dave Lee Travis could do it.
And now from Merseyside in the United Kingdom, it's time for the Robin Blind Show.
Who the hell is Robin Blind?
Live this weekend where the action is.
Brothers and sisters, I want to see you see your hands out there. I want to see you see your hands. I want everybody to kick up some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear that revolution. Brothers and sisters, the time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are going to be the problem or whether you are going to be the solution.
That's right.
You must choose, brothers. You must choose. It takes 5 seconds. 5 seconds of decision. 5 seconds to realize your purpose here on the planet. It takes 5 seconds to realize that it's time to move. It's time to get down with it. Brothers, it's time to testify, and I want to know, are you ready to testify? Are you ready?
Yes, there's your bits and pieces. Good afternoon and welcome into Bouncing in the Red. It's the show where Robin Blind attempts to play music, and sometimes he plays weird music, but all the times he plays good music, and this is the new one from the Novellos. She's fallen in love with a monster man.
Sound. Lilith, a kind of mesmerized, and she gave a lot more, and much to my surprise, said this monster's the most, and he's number one fan.
I've fallen in love with this monster man.
Reaching down to his chin, why you just wouldn't go what this guy has been. Hell from the top of his lid, just a crazier kind of a mixed up kid. He was sort of disturbed like a sewing machine when my pretty baby said,
this monster's a dream.
Just a little unreal. He seemed kind of short of that sex appeal. He was dragging his chains and groaning his groans. Not really a guy that a gal should take home. But to the monster should die. My baby broke down and she started to cry. She said this monster I love in a strange kind of whisper.
And God causing Dracula's sister.
Yeah. This could be your girl, so run for your
As always, we dedicate the first track to Mr. Stephen Bishop, who was on before me. Hope you enjoyed his show. He's gradually getting things together, apart from the comments of the caveman, who seem to think he's only got one single. Oh, cheek of the fellows. But we have in the studio today, most lucky, we have the caveman's new single, so you'll be hearing that a little bit later on. In the meantime, this is one of the best singles to come out of this man, Mr. Robert Palmer, and Not a Second Time. This is for everyone who went to see me in Manchester, especially Rockin' Robbie and the boys who went across to me in the car. That was an amazing journey, to say the least. It's just after four on a Sunday, you're listening to Robin Blind. Just about conquered the Manchester Apollo a few months back, Mr. Robert Palmer, and Not a Second Time. Oh, it's good music. And welcome along to good music, and probably not as weird as you normally expect, but I'll try and fit some weird ones in as well, just to keep you all happy. Single of the Week coming up in a moment, which is, I won't tell you what it is in a moment. It's especially, though, for John George Hair Design and Sunbed Treatments. Well, I went yesterday morning, had my hair cut, at Sorghum Massey Road over on the Wirral. It's for Jackie, Chris and Pauline, who are the attendants there, and the lady who served me had this t-shirt on. In fact, it was a rather raunchy red t-shirt. And he had a look out, here comes trouble. Well, look out, here comes Carlene Carter.
Yeah.
station hit pick this weekend. Colleen Carter, or Mrs. Niccolo, and Do Me Lover. And you've heard us playing that last week, the week before, and the week before that. So you've heard it with us before you heard it with anyone else. And that's for the infamous Judy Clear Mountain. And Behave Yourself, Woman. Gracious, you know, I've been drinking a lot lately. I'm in a lot of trouble controlling it. If you're out and about in Liverpool on, let's see, the 9th, which I believe is next Wednesday or Thursday, somewhere around then anyway, if you're out and about, you can go and see this band. It's Certain Ratio, and they're playing Plato's in Fraser Street. And we haven't had any free tickets yet. I suppose I may as well give them a plug. And if you're going down there, always remember, on your way down there at night especially, you got to do this. Certain Ratio, you can see down in Fraser Street on the 9th or 10th next week. There's loads of posters around town, so if you wander around Liverpool, no doubt you better find out exactly where they're playing. I think it is on the 9th, but my memory isn't as it used to be. As we all know, folks, I'm getting on and getting old. Got a bit of mail to read out. Also, how many people went out and bought the New Musical Express this week?
1,000!
And of the American Music Machine. This is the new single from Bruce Springsteen. Always been my favourite track from the river. It's Cadillac Ranch.
Bye.
lovely, deserves to be heard in its entirety. Cadillac Ranch and the new single from Bruce Springsteen, taken from the album The River, which is nice. Yes, going back to the mail and especially the article in New Musical Express. As I told you last week, it would be of interest to a lot of people who are into free radio to buy The Enemy this week, and you would probably come out with something a little interesting. Well, as promised, there was a full-page article on free radio in London, and if you turned over, and on the back of that, there was two columns of statements that I made to the music press. A lot of it, I missed a few people out in error, and I apologise to those people, namely the Eleanor guys, because they at that time weren't on the air, but they are now, during the week. So if you want to try free radio during the week, tune into Eleanor. There's a few nutters on there, only Mr. Rogers, Mr. Dale, oh, they're all there, the old chaps. So just to sort of everyone enjoy each other and get into free radio, and the more listeners we get, the better. And tune into them. So sorry lads, I forgot to mention you. I did mention a few other things that will probably be discussed in future weeks in various public houses, but there we are, that's one of those things. I had a letter in from Philly Stein, the infamous Philly Stein, isn't it, to me, from 69 Compsty Road, Lytham. Could I please play some Lizzie or Quo or rest of it? Well, sorry about that. You probably enjoy the Springsteen if you're into that sort of music. Please play for Jimmy Jarre, Anna Dean, Lucy Letters and Pinky. Just like to say, I had a very good reception last Sunday when I tuned in. Looks like torn in. Have you had any stickers or badges made yet? No, but we're thinking about it, as I would like some. So would I. Let me know over the air when you read the letter out. We've just done it. Here's this PC plot anyway. Yes, he's commonly known as the members of the militia. Can you give us more info about Channel 1000 and tell us the times the different DJs come on? Well, you probably gathered we're just getting it together, and it varies a little bit, but the music still remains constant, and this is constant. It's the Scars and All About You.
To clear the air. Well, I thought about you.
Cars and All About You. That's one of the Polydor sort of distributed labels. Different message, change, I suppose. Oh, dear, a great day, eh? Oh, quite enjoying myself now. Yes, quite getting off the ground, you know, getting organised. Well, the album of the weekend of my show for the next 2 hours is going to be the new one from Simple Minds. And if you went out and bought it recently or now, you get two albums for the price of one, which is exceedingly good. And as the band are exceedingly wonderful and marvellous and super, they make really nice T-shirts as well. I don't know as I really agree with putting merchandising into album sleeves, but a lot of people do. I suppose it's right, the money should go to the artists rather than some guy trying to rip them off. So here we go, it's the first track anyway on the new Simple Minds album. It's off the sort of new bit, not the free bit. And this is off side one, and it should be in a moment, Sweat in Bullet.
Weekend
Radio
K1000
Rebate.
As the mail trickles in again, this is from a bunch of crowds I called sick last week, and it's cleaned up the letter. It's a lot better. So you call us sick after you just played a record by the Dead Kennedys, as I meant to be a joke. Oh, golly, they are quick, these chaps, you know. Please play an oral by the Beatles? No. Or something weird. Because your show's too middle of the road. Huh, and he's going on about the Bishop and Bernard Cribbins. Yes, it's the Bernard Cribbins Patio Autopsy Society, folks. And the magazine on the other side is Caprice 3, out now. Sorry, dearie, I've just sold out to Caprice 3. All I've got left are these hairy grapes. Oh, well, whatever turns you on. Free plugs for magazines and things, and that's from Wynwood Zulu Forestry Commission, Lee. So, here are, chaps. Something not really weird, but extremely nice. It's the new single by The Passions, which I reckon is the best thing they've done since Filmstar. And this is The Swimmer. Hello? Try again. Can't even do the job properly, can he?
My strength for the next race, running with the crowd.
From Merseyside in the United Kingdom, it's the Robin Blind Show.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, Robin. 5, 7, 6, 9, 8 o'clock, Robin. 9, 13, 14, 17, or 15 minutes. Oh, to hell with it.
Human sexual responses. I think he says that, yes. And Jackie Onassis. That's the B-side, but I prefer that to the A-side. But if you're very good boys and girls, then write to me. And I know you can write now, because you've done it in the past. So if you do write to me, I'll be very, very pleased. And the name is Robin Blind, and the mailing address is 28 St Andrews Road, Claughton, Birkenhead, Merseyside. So there we are. Recently, just now, a moment ago, I played the new single by The Passions called The Swimmer. This is another one about swimming. It's been around for a little while, distributed by Rough Trade. It's Wire and Our Swimmer.
Displaying an interest in forward propulsion. Our swimmer glides with no actual motion.
skill. The effect is graceful, but the progress is nil. Neither backwards nor sideways, it's part of the thrill. The element he performs in is perfectly still. No problems with friction, it's easy for him. It was what he was born to swim and to swim. Eaten head on tail, tail in head. He thinks that this cycle will get in my head. Leaden limbed estate becomes alarming. Progress expected, not forthcoming. The effect is graceful, but the progress is nil. It was what he was born to swim and 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 to swim.
Recently, asking what happened to all those old songs. So just for you tonight, we're winding the clock up and playing them for you.
Live this weekend where the action is.
Lovely, lovely stuff indeed. Tits and the Maytals, and from a single that was pressed, released and distributed about 24 hours after it was recorded. That was an amazing feat. Monkey Man on the B-side, Hallelujah. Oh, love that band. Excellent, excellent band. Oh, well, now we're going to talk about Tits and the Maytals. Talking about Monkey Men, we are Dirty Dick and the Cavemen. Not bad this week, lads. 1, 2, 3 pages. We're still writing on the back of this food manufacture paper. Morgan Grampian Publishers Limited, 30 Collingwood Street, Woolwich, London. If anyone would like to ring them up and ask them who they are and what they've got to do with the cavemen, the phone number is 01-855-7777. So there goes the caveman's letter, and thanks a lot, chaps. And as you're obviously pretty nutty, this is for you, Mr. Vivian Stanchall and Calypso to Collapso. Oh. Another wonderful beginning of that, just to get you in the mood. And here comes Vivian.
Maybe, perhaps so, Calypso to Calypso, collapsing to Calypso. Loosen up, marionette, snake thighs, stone wise, juice it up, hurry get it, pork pies in foyer.
Vivian Stanchall, and taken from the album Teddy Boys Don't Knit. Correct, what a man. And for those of you who like the weird and the strange and the very, very high quality, this is U2 and the day without me.
Take it away, Eric, your orchestra leader.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Unfortunately, the band were completely legless that day. The orchestra had been drinking some of the homemade wine, which is very, very dangerous. And talking of homemade wine, has anyone seen the Clear Mountain? Last time I saw her, she was nipping off down the road, drinking lots and lots of my homemade wine. So this is for you. This is probably what you think when you're not with me. It's you too, and a day without me.
Yeah.
Pass You Two from Ireland, the band that are playing the Royal Court on the 10th of October. Another free plug for the Royal Court. We've been extra kind to them, LA, haven't we? So if you want to see a really, really top band, that's the place to go along to, the Royal Court. And I've got to dash quickly, because it's nearly the top of the hour. We have to get everything together and sort it out and get me back afterwards. This is PhD and Little Susie's On The Up. Bit heavy metal-ish, and if you miss Foreigner, that sounds just about like him to me. So enjoy this and bang your head against something.
She's got, don't bring her down. She's a lot like you. She'll be rich by far if her dreams come true. Cause little Susie's on the up. Suddenly it's not a game. Ruby's glad she gave up. Cause Susie's playlist sets on fame. Little Susie's on the up. Casting couch appointments made. Ruby's gonna hang around. Suits it's okay. Help you. Things will feel so hot. And she'll smile at the camera with all she's got. Don't bring her down. She's a lot like you. She'll be richer by far if her dreams come true. Cause little Susie's on the up.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Especially for Tanya in Blackpool, and the Pink Floyd single, which is only their second hit. And the brick in the wall, very nice. Yes, Tanya, I should be writing to you and giving my various comments about your prerogue today. Nice to see you did it, mate. Not bad at all. Good stuff. Here's one of my favourite things, Simple Minds, and from the album Sister Feelings Call, this is The American. And this is a band that's going to just about take the Royal Court to pieces on the 22nd of September. Tickets £3, still available. I'm hoping to be there, I'm saving up the money.
On the floor, what do you know about this world?
What? He never gets it right, does he? Simple Minds and the American. Oh, sleeping around the studio. They really enjoy that. Oh, lovely. Can't wait, can't wait. I think I may even have found the money by now. Dear me. How good are your memories? And who remembers this one?
Going back in time on the sounds of the nation, it's the Flashback.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Crazy World of Arthur Brown. And fire. And while we're on the subject of crazy people, a letter from Grant Siemens, and he says, Dear Robin, hello, and what do you mean you never heard of me? Well, I haven't heard of you, I mean you're hopeless. Blah, 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 dead or arrival, or dead on arrival, or dead or alive. Dead or alive, played a nice gig at the ICA early on in the week. Saturday night doctor, who you should be hearing a little bit more of later on this radio station. We call ourselves J1000. Simmons letter. We go out on, what do we go out on? Yes, 271 metres during the day and 241 metres when it's dark, which is the night. So if you can't tune in on 271, you can tune in on 241. And recently came into my possession a list of all the free radio stations that you can get from around here. Some of them you need a special aerial thing, which is going to be marketed very, very soon. But if anyone wants to know anything about a full list of pirate radio, free radio stations you can get on Merseyside, northwest of England, the list was concocted in Blackpool by the infamous Ruth and Barry. So thanks very much. Oh, hello, who's outside? Is that Ruth and Barry shouting now? Thanks very much for the letter, chaps. I got it, all the information. And I have some very, very amazing information. I don't know whether I'll let it go this week. I'll save it till next week. It's all about the return of Radio Caroline, DJs, where it's going to be, and et cetera, et cetera. Exciting stuff, eh? Not as exciting as this, though. New single from Ellery Bop and Hit the Moon. That's the new single from Ellery Bopp. And no mention this week for Byrne. None at all, because he wasn't listening last week. I won't forget this, Byrne, you naughty, naughty boy. But I know someone who will be listening. Ah, these wonderful people. Jay Pooley, hopefully, will be listening. And also Jay Weaver, and I know he likes this man. Mr. Warren Zevon and Bo Diddley is a gunslinger. Well, we can claim all the credit for it, but I'd like to think we could claim a little bit, because you heard it first on J1000, on 271 metres in the medium wave band and 241 metres in the night time. There we are, Mr. Pete Shelley on Homo Sapien, and as some DJ said the other day, oh, foolish fellow, that it was the Peter Shelley that made all those sort of, you know, croony sort of things. Silly boy. But he'd like this one, though. It is Dillinger and Melting Pot.
The sun come down and the earth get hot. The earth is hot like a melting pot. When the sun come down and the earth get hot. The earth is hot like a melting pot.
Like a melting pot. Like a melting pot. Like a melting pot. Like a melting pot. Give me like a melting pot. Give me like a melting pot. Give me like a melting pot.
When the snow starts falling and the time gets cold,
I need someone to warm my soul.
I need some fire to warm up my soul.
I need someone to warm my soul.
When the snow come down and the time get cold,
I need someone to warm my soul.
I need some fire to warm up my soul.
Just to warm my soul. Just to warm my soul. Just to warm my soul.
Thank you.
about 12 months ago now when Bob Marley played the D-side at Leisure Centre, and that's a night that will never die in many, many people's minds, especially mine. It was a great night. The whole place was moving for about 2 hours he was on stage. Superb, and that man has what you might call just a shade of charisma. Here's the Modettes, and tonight. Slightly raunchy ladies, let's call them Modettes, and tonight. And if you read the article on Mick Jagger in the Observer column magazine last week, it said that he thought rock and roll was raunchy and macho, and I never got it from him. The word just flowed off my tongue. So there we go, and about 20 and a bit minutes to go, so a little bit more to fit in. Another quick mention for the ladies down at John George Hair Design and Sunbed Treatments at 200A Sorgalmussie Road on the Wirral, and they're called Jackie, Chris and Pauline, and you did your bit, and I might see you again very soon. Oh. Another quick mention again for the Clear Mountain, that well-known drunk and local maniac driver. This is for her. It's going to say, Grace Jones. And pull up to the bumper. And she'll know what I mean. Pull up to the bumper and blow in the mic, boy. Station J 1000, Robin Blind, playing the music.